Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr! Ahoy, crew members! Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? And now, the best of O'Mara.
What is it, a new year already?
2015, man.
I'm still writing 2014 on all my IOUs. You know, it's exciting. Not only is it a new year, Oscar, it's the return of one of our favorite TV shows, is The Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
I know you were looking in on that program. It's a good one. And we have I think we have him on Skype. I'm not sure if he's going to use the phone or Skype, but the Donald is with us. Mr. Trump, can you hear me?
Hello, Rob.
nice.
How are you?
On time.
Why do you keep tapping? Why are you continually tapping your microphone?
That's what I do. You know, we've got the finest equipment up at Trump Tower, and what I do is I make sure that the microphone is on and working, Rob.
Now that
and Oscar,
I love Trump coming brand on your show. Isn't it?
You know, your show. I should say to all your listeners, your show is incredibly successful and good. And terrific, and it's a pleasure to be with you. And as we get ready for the season premiere, which has already taken place, of The Celebrity Apprentice, which I think really, arguably, is the best show on television. I don't think there's a finer, more successful show. I think it's going to continue to be successful because I've stocked it with successful people.
Strong, successful people?
Strong, talented, successful. They're winners.
Yeah.
And the winners are someone you have to hand pick. And that's because I'm Donald Trump. I hand pick my winners. And I make sure that these are great and talented and good and successful people. And that's why The Celebrity Apprentice will be good and talented.
Mr. Trump.
Oscar.
What did Gilbert Godfrey win at?
Pardon me?
What did Gilbert Godfrey
win at? How is Gilbert Godfrey the winner?
Yeah, how is he the winner?
Gilbert Gottfried is not only funny, but he knows a lot of people in comedy. He's a survivor. He's been in the trenches. He was the voice of the Affleck duck before they fired him. He's a winner. And I would not have him on The Celebrity Apprentice if I didn't think he was a winner. And I think it'll be proven.
Is he
It'll
a winner
be proven
when he
during
makes,
the show. What?
Is he a winner when he makes jokes about tsunami victims?
I think that all comedians have to get a little edgy, and they have to go out of their comfort zone sometimes. Laughter sometimes can't please everybody, Rob. unfortunately, that's what Gilbert does. He pushes the envelope, and that's why he's successful.
Before we get to the cast of this year's Apprentice.
What a great and successful and wonderful cast it is.
I'm curious about one thing. You talked about the top-notch equipment you have up there in the tower. Is that a Trump-brand microphone?
This is a Trump brand microphone. We're communicating with you via Trump cables and Trump mixing boards. And also all of our IT equipment is Trump brand. And so I remember there was one time I was in my office in Trump Tower and I was discussing another Trump project, one of my Trump golf courses. And I was on the phone with someone. I said, "What's wrong with this connection?" And they said, "Well, the phone company put it in." I said, "That's it. I want to manufacture my own phone lines." And that's why I went to Malaysia and got a factory to manufacture the finest phone conversation lines that are made. They're very good and very successful.
They're called phone conversation
lines. Well, I'm not an engineer, and I'm not sure exactly what they're called, but I call them phone conversation lines.
Okay, what about your headphones?
My headphones are currently Trump brand headphones.
Can you describe them for those of you who
can't
see
them? They're called Rhythms by Dr. Trump. Rhythms by Dr. Trump.
Nice.
They're not the same bright, vibrant colors that some of the other rappers use. They're black and brown. But Rhythms by Dr. Trump. I predict these will be the best sounding and and best and most successful headphones that you will ever see.
You having a good time, Donald?
I'm having a very good time. Happy New Year to all of you.
And to all of you.
I hope you rang in the New Year at one of my various properties.
You know what we actually got as a Christmas present, and this is no lie, we got a bottle of Trump brand champagne.
Trump brand champagne.
Only the best. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you why. They, you know, you go to vineyards around the world, and you will notice that the grapes don't have any energy. They don't have any verve. They don't have any excitement. They don't have any verve.
Okay.
And the grapes are lazy, and they don't work hard. My Trump grapes are not only have the best attitudes, but they're successful grapes.
That's good.
And they survive when all the other grapes die.
Mr. Trump, let's get to the cast. You've got some got some Olympians on your new cast.
We do. Yes. We do.
You've got some NFL stars,
former talented child stars.
Yes, child stars.
Former child stars.
We have Fernando Llamas. I'm sorry, that's his father, Lorenzo Llamas.
I was going to say, did you have a shovel
this year? I dated
myself
there. I'm terribly sorry. We've got great, talented people. We've got Sig Hansen from Deadliest Catch.
Isn't Fernando Llamas buried in one of your Trump graveyards?
He actually selected one of the Trump plots because the other plots had weeds and crabgrass and weren't nearly as successful.
Yeah. I'm sorry, so I interrupted.
We've got Lorenzo Llamas. We've got Sig Hansen from the Northwestern. He's on Deadliest Catch, and he's the most successful captain of any of the ships that catch crab out there in the Bering Sea.
What about Keisha Knight Pulliam?
Do you like crab, Rob?
Do you make
do you like crab, Rob?
I do like crab.
Crab.
But
serve great crab in all of my restaurants.
Are you brand sensitive to crab?
I think that you need to get good crab, and the good crab comes from Alaska and the crew of the Northwestern.
You don't have a Trump crab?
No, I don't have Trump crab. God made crabs. Trump didn't. But Trump can genetically engineer grapes, and that's why I put my individual name on each champagne grape has Trump on it.
Every grape does?
Yes, every individual grape. I've got very small migrant workers that stencil the Trump name on each champagne grape. Thank you. That makes them very successful, too.
Do you have an early favorite as far as the cast is concerned?
I never pick favorites. I think anyone that's on the cast could be very successful in their own right. I certainly like Brandy Glanville.
Sure.
You know, that's my type. Tall, lanky, and blonde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, wow. No, they're all going to be. Right now, I would think that Geraldo Rivera would be probably a front runner.
Yeah. He's one of Oscar's, you know.
Is he? Oh, that's great. I think his mustache and his trademark and his branding looks very, very good. I think one of the Jonas Brothers, I said, get me a Jonas Brothers. Get me a Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
And they went out and they got the one with, I said, get me that one that has the really small mouth. And so they got that one. And I think he's going to be very successful and very talented.
Now, you lost the Cosby Kid last night.
Well, unfortunately, you know, I spoke to my people in programming, and she's what we would refer to as a hot potato. With the current controversy, I don't need any hot potatoes for the brand.
Right.
And, you know, with the recent problems of Bill Cosby, I don't think it behooved us to keep her on the show.
What about Johnny Damon?
Yeah. So, Tootie, you're fired.
It's not Tootie.
It's Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy.
Rudy,
you're fired.
Tootie is from the Facts of Life.
Get out. Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Tootie.
Tootie, indeed.
Tootie. Yeah.
Mrs. Blair. Yes.
Mrs.
Sorry
Garrett.
About that.
Oh.
My sincere
sorry.
Apologies.
Different show.
Now, what about Johnny Damon?
Johnny Damon was a Yankee. He was a Red Sox.
Red Sox.
He has, you know, he has World Series rings. How much more successful can you get than that? A great ball player and a guy that I think is very bright and very successful.
Kate Gosselin?
She gave birth to eight people. I mean, eight human beings. eight human beings came out of her Wanaloo. So how could you possibly, how could you turn her down? I mean, she's marvelous. She's wonderful. She's smart. She's had her own television program. She dumped that loser of a husband of hers, and I have tremendous admiration for her.
The only way she could be better if she was a Red Sox or a Jonas Brothers.
That's right, with the small mouth.
Do you have any advice? What is the best way? You've done this for 100 seasons now. What is the one common thread that all the winners have?
Well, they follow my advice.
Okay.
And they do what I need them to do. And there are only two words, Rob,
yes,
and Oscar, that I adhere to, okay?
What, yes, are those words?
Well, there's actually two more words. The first two
four words
are win, baby.
And the other two?
The other, well, it's not two. It's seven words.
Okay, and those seven words are?
Get the guy with the small mouth.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Take two, Q Howard.
I want you to get mad.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So I want you to get up now. I want you to get up right now and go to the window and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've
got
to get mad.
67.
You've got
to say, I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
Who are you talking to, Herb?
CGG, Atlanta.
Are they yelling in Atlanta, Herb?
Are they yelling in Atlanta, Ted?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
They're yelling in Baton Rouge.
God damn it. Get up, get up, get up out of your chair.
Son of a bitch! We struck the mother lode!
I'm mad as hell! How am I gonna take this anymore?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna
I'm
take
not
it
gonna
anymore!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Greetings, citizen. Mike O'Mara here to tell you that Friday is traditionally the heaviest shopping day of the year. And I have a good piece of advice. If you're heading out to the malls like so many will be this particular weekend, sharpen those elbows. Use a little hockey technique. Keep your head up and make sure you knock them down if they're in your way. Get those deals. Sacrifice everything to get the best bargain you can. And if somebody stands in your way, screw them. Happy holidays from all of us at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Oscar?
Waddle do doddle, yes.
Now, was that a grease man or a turkey?
Oh.
I guess it would be waddle gobble.
Waddle do doddle.
Hey, I'm on the set of the Jack Tar.
Activate blowtorch.
Blower activate.
Oh, damn it.
Anyway, the holidays have officially begun, and we want to give back to you. Since the holidays are all about giving, we're going to give away five $250 gift cards as our way of saying thank you to the best listeners ever.
On the deck of the Jack Tar!
He's getting better. Five big gifts for our five TMOS holiday MVPs, and it could be you. It's so easy. Here's how. All you got to do, and you're going to love this, subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package.
Yeah, the 5 days are going to be phenomenal because we'll walk in and just give out a gift card a day leading up to our winter break.
Exactly. So you got to buy it to get in on it. And here's the thing. The sooner you enter, the more chances you have of being picked. So
perfect.
Do it, folks. It's the 2016 bonus package. You know the deal. It gives you full access to all of the year's bonus content, audio and video, and access to the entire anthology. A lot of people are buying and binge listening.
Very cool.
Which is a great way if you have some traveling to do.
Oh, it'll save whatever travel nightmares you have.
That's right. It'll turn them into delightful dreams of unicorns in Atlantis.
Oh, here we go.
At over 25% savings.
Waddle-dee-doddle.
Hey, you're going to love it at being a TMOS Holiday MVP. MVP. You know, there are differences between sailboaters and power boaters.
My naughty bets.
Power boaters go. Blue da blada, blue da blada.
Estelle, all... you cow.
You pig,
oh,
you.
Damn it.
I'm going out with my daddy for some ugly women. It's all waiting for you at MichaelMaraShow.com. Just click on the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. And even if you're currently subscribed, now is the best time to renew. And it makes a great holiday gift for any TMOS fan in your life. So get one for them, get one for yourself, and good luck. And sincerely, thank you for a great 2015. Really? And here's to an even better 2016. See you on Monday, folks.
See you soon.
Okay.
You know, I'm really glad
you... don't have
Kathy's
number, right? We don't have that number.
I think I actually do.
Do you have
I'm glad
number?
You brought up the audiobook because Oscar came to me very concerned after we came back on Tuesday. He says, I think we need to have a date where we record. Because you know what his excuse was first, Mike, was that it wasn't that.
He never should have been given that. He does a lot of things extremely well. Recording text is not one of them.
Well,
so
his initial claim was he's nervous when he records around you and I.
That's
but,
true.
But
that's
now
not a claim. That's the absolute truth.
I think what it boils down to, he's nervous around you. Because I've been invited to come in George Martin his session to somehow fix it.
Well,
that'll
I've done,
it out.
I've done
it out.
Half of the
oh, have you?
Yes. I just
oh,
don't,
you've done half?
Yeah, I just don't think they have. Because what's great about you guys is you'll give me the direction of how to read it.
Mm. Yes, I know. I know. You,
so
you
I just
are,
want the direction.
I know. And it's something you've always been very open and honest about as to the fact that you it's not your cup of tea. And,
not my thing.
So Rob will punch it up, and Rob, listen to the other stuff and make sure he doesn't need to do it.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll do lay in some of his stuff. You know, David Niven's last movie, his voice was actually done by Rich Little because he couldn't talk anymore. So maybe I'll just, maybe I'll just be his David Niven.
Was that the big casino with the...
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Lots of cigarettes in those days, unfortunately.
Should we call her on Skype?
Yeah, let's call her on Skype and see what happens. Maybe we'll get through. If we don't get through...
Are we calling Kathy or Mom?
You know, we're calling Kathy.
Okay.
Is she home or at work?
Well, that should be a cell phone number, I would think.
Okay.
I would hope it's a
I have
phone.
Both.
We have both, actually.
Okay. I would call her on the cell.
I don't know why I'm so connected to your sister.
Really creepy, but okay.
I noticed that she keeps her phone with her at all times, and let's see what happens. Just want to give her a heads up. Don't think she needs to run out there, but I have to share this, that we were in the middle of a phone call on the show. And
I think it's going to be okay.
It's best when you share worry, Mike. It cuts it in half. Let her shoulder some of this.
And you're entertaining the world right now. Yeah. You don't have time to think about this.
That's true. There are millions of people that need your witticisms. Maybe the phone's upstairs.
What was that? That sounds weird.
Maybe she's out on a walk.
Could be.
Yeah. We can call her at home if you'd like.
Yeah, give her a call at home.
At home.
Let's see what happens. Let's try that.
Does she have a phone on every level?
No, they're all... My whole family's phone challenged. I swear to Christ.
If you don't mind, Rob, your code once again, please.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
The screen went blue.
I'm phone challenged as well. It's just I'm having a great deal of trouble focusing on the actual broadcast.
It's okay. It's understandable.
You know what? I just saw how I have Kathy put in to my phone under job. It says, Mike O'Mara's sister. That's her title. Like if she was on the news being interviewed, it's, you know, when like say when you pass and they go for the obituary and it'll say Kathy Parsley.
I just don't think she's going to be home at this hour. That's not what she does, you know, unless she's cleaning up after all of us. The O'Mara house, you know, the Mike O'Mara family.
Were you messy? Were you particularly messy?
No, I mean, Carla cleans up when we leave. Yeah, but, you know, good guess. Baby and all that good stuff.
Baby. Baby.
That first ring sounded weird.
It sounded Skype-y. I think it was just a Skype ring.
It was Skype. Yeah, I think we're okay.
We're okay with Skype. All right.
You don't want to leave a message?
Try the cell. No, try the cell one more time.
Cell one more time. Your mom's or Kathy's?
No, Kathy's. Kathy's cell.
Sorry, a lot of family members.
Yeah.
Apologize.
And then we can move on, and I can tell you. So the workout regimen is something that my wife runs ahead of me after a certain point of walking.
She doesn't even wait for you?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
But she's because she goes at a quicker pace than
mm-hmm.
Tony, were you lifting your hand up to say something? Or
no, what? I was lifting a water bottle.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
He likes working out during the show.
Nobody's reachable. Nobody's reachable in Boston.
Let's try his mom one more time.
Yeah. All right.
No, stop it. No more Skype. I'm going to call her.
Big money, big money.
I will call her. And we'll see.
No whammies.
No whammies at all.
She might be in an appointment. I don't know what she's doing. I don't keep track of her. You know, that's just not the way it works.
Is today the day they do bingo?
Mike, have you ever thought of installing a drop cam in your mom's house?
What is that?
No, I can't even get her to get to come on.
A drop cam could be a monitoring camera for Mike, where he just wants to peep in. He can. It's creepy, but
surveillance camera. Yeah. Well, I mean, you could call it like a baby monitor. It might be better.
I think we're gonna do that for my mom.
Really?
Yeah. Because
put it by the phone so she can't call the
no
QVC
we're just gonna put
anymore?
It we're gonna we have a security system in the house already, but if we had a video
hello, can we call you on Skype? That's the fake number you're getting that you don't know of. We're gonna call you on Skype. Can we call you on Skype? Hello. Well, we're just going to call you. You're probably going to not recognize him. We're going to call you back. We're going to call you back with another number. That's us. We're calling it on Skype. Face is not going to show. We're just going to call you right now. Okay, bye. We'll call you. Bye. God damn it.
How in the world would her face show?
Well, because she thinks we're calling her. She knows Skype. She thinks we're going to call her on Skype.
She thinks we're going to call her on Skype with FaceTime, that type of thing.
Can we FaceTime you and put
now
your face
Skype
on
Skype? Now Skype crapped out again! The worst phone system ever.
Like
Oscar,
it's going to be all right.
Oscar,
yes.
I'll do it. My own money.
My
own money. My own money. I swear to God, I'll go to the well. I'll go to the well. I'll have a fire sale. I'll put another yard sale out in front.
You need help pricing stuff? I can be there in 20 minutes.
Something's wrong here.
Well, I have her right
now. This is not the
way.
Hello? Oh, there we go.
There you are. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Well,
getting into
pay attention to caller IDs that I don't know.
I know you don't, and that's totally understandable. Here's the deal. The reason we're calling you, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, this is my sister, Kathy. Just had a wonderful weekend at Kathy's house up in Boston. So, Kathy, here's the thing. So, 95th birthday, I'm calling Mom. We pre-call her. We're going to have her on the show. She's excited about it. I say, we'll call you right away. I read her little short story that was published, and then we make the phone call. We get her on the line, and then, bam, dead. Dead as a doornail, nothing. We call back.
The phone line, Kathy. God. The phone line.
No, she's not dead. My God, no. We call.
You scared the crap out of me.
I know. Oh,
Mike,
did it sound like that?
You are the worst sibling ever.
Yeah.
You are the worst.
Why am I the worst sibling?
Clearly you told that story.
Yeah, you can't tell someone that.
No, we called. The phone died at like 5 seconds in. She was saying, hello, well, it's nice to be. And then click, dead, old age home phone system. Your number has been forwarded. It's nothing's working, and we can't get through to her, and it's driving me out of my...
You want me to solve this problem?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, no, I know. I mean, I thought you were...
You want me to drive and charge her phone? She's always got her phone charged, but maybe today she got a ton of birthday calls, so it's been off the hook all morning or something.
Ah, good point.
So you think it might be a charging issue?
I talked to her for probably half an hour, and I think perhaps others are checking in, so maybe that's what happened, because her phone is really well charged.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So can you try her back in a little while?
Yeah. We'll call her back after the show's over in about 3 hours. We'll do that. That's what we'll do.
Oh, no. That's too bad. I'm sorry. Yeah, but I don't think she did it intentionally.
I know. I just so you think that's what it probably is that, on her cell phone? I mean, her regular phone?
Yeah. I don't think we need to call 911. I think her charge, it is highly likely that her phone has been off the hook all morning getting calls. And probably, lost it. Maybe wasn't fully charged.
Kathy, when you just said that you don't think she did it intentionally, but you were laughing when you said it, was that your way of sort of making fun of our show?
No, I always listen to your show after you've been with family, because I'm always curious about your take on things, and it was delightful. And I thought your intro about Ben was hilarious.
Well, we had
that was sweet. She listened to the show.
Yeah,
she listened to the show.
We had a little discussion about you today when I was saying I just got back from my sister. She doesn't have a house. She has a treadmill and a stair climber. That's what she has. And
I didn't hear that part.
No, that's the part where.
No, that was today's show. Okay, that's why.
Your house is vertical. You know, I mean, to be honest with you, and I said that it seems like your pace, yours and your husband's, walking around the city has gotten a little faster. And I mentioned that, no one's getting any younger anymore. And then there might be a fear of death factor in there to a certain extent that's resulting
in that. We'll take our chances.
See, that's somebody who's 7 years old. That's somebody who's 7 years older than me and knows what kind of shape I'm in. And that's a confident, cocky aunt there going, yeah, we'll take our chances, fat boy. Why don't you keep sitting in that recliner in Florida
and see how long you do. I thought you kept up very well.
I did.
Oh, that's 3 miles every single day. So
yeah, I did, and it was wonderful.
I think you did well, and I think it was probably great for you. So,
and I think I have to say this: was it not one of the best weekends we've all ever had together? I thought it was really special. I really did. I thought everything was special.
Really, a fun weekend. I'm sorry that the Monday was so crummy, but other than that, it resulted in you saw some of my commentary afterwards about Cade. So that pretty amazing. It was fun. You know, it was fine. And Ben had a huge, huge eating grin on his face when he crossed the finish.
Language.
So. Good for him.
Sorry.
You're good for him. That's awesome. Well, thank you for the great weekend.
It was great.
And I just wanted to let you know that, you know, if she's incommunicado for the next 2 or 3 days, someone, you know, might want to call Elizabeth over there at the home and have her, check
on her. Today, I'm quite certain that's what happened. So she should have called me, though. She's probably panicking that that happened. So
I'll give
her a call shortly.
All right. Make sure. I'll try her later on, but make sure that if you get in touch before I do, make sure that I'm let her know that I'm fine with her letting me down on her 95th birthday.
Oh, God. You're going to lay a guilt trip on your 95-year-old mother. Please.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for the weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, Kathy.
Bye-bye. Mike, I don't think she did it intentionally.
Rappers of many bite sizes.
You freaking blind.
What in the hell? Damn it.
Hey, Billy Bub, what is wrong?
My phone just died. I had it for years.
What kind of phone was it?
It's one of them Nokia models I got back in 2000. I almost beat my high score in that snake game, and the freaking phone shut off.
What? Well, it's about time you get an upgrade.
I guess I gotta get me one of those new brainy phones, Sanjeev.
Actually, my very good friends can help you decide which smartphone is best for you. Mr. Oscar Santana and Todd Moore are fantastic with technology news, trends, popular apps, and more. You must listen to their podcast, Tech 411, which is available on the TMOS app.
Thanks, Sanjeev. I'll check it out.
Your personal guide to everything tech. Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore. Brought to you by Mass Broadcasting.
All mixed in the pot full. Mama's homemade from scratch. Well, not quite. Toasted over flames, they be tasting quite right.
The best of O'Mara.
This year, ladies and gentlemen, how about giving your whole family the gift of better sleep? Now is a great time to visit a Sleep Number store where you can save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number Week. And queen mattresses now start at only $699. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on each side, and that makes an ideal bed for couples. Carl and I have loved ours for a long time. With optional Sleep IQ technology, it tracks your sleep so you know how to adjust for perfect slumber. It's the best. So, whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you positively know what's working because Sleep IQ will tell you. Not to mention, it's the best bed I've ever owned. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night, again, my Sleep Number IQ score was 93. I sound like a broken record. Come in now through Monday and save an incredible 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition bed. No better sleep at Sleep Number. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061 and don't forget to make a shadow puppet and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
We have many components on this show, and the thing I wanted to mention is that if we can make the bonus show just a little more successful, I will refrain from going next door to interview at the Walmart this week.
Do you have your resume in order?
They've got great jobs, Mike. Great jobs.
Your resume? I thought it was just fill out an application.
Well, you know, it never hurts you to throw, because I would think there are many, many opportunities for you when they open up a super mega store like that. But I automatically think of you as greeter. And
that's old. That's old man's work, though. I still am.
You
able
could
to
turn the tide, though. Think about you with your wonderful, booming voice, welcoming people to Walmart. And to do that, you really should drop off a resume and a headshot and a tape.
Now, do they have a specific person that makes the announcements in Walmart? You know?
Oh, like
you would do. You could do booth at Walmart.
Yeah, I mean that's what I was thinking about doing.
It's not
a grocery store pony. It's not always just price. Clean up. No, that's grocery store crap. This is a major. shopping center, my boy.
Drop them a note that says you were in the running to be the voice of your baseball team down there, and you know that you have some experience.
I came in second.
Yeah, you did. You beat everybody except the one guy that got the job. You beat everybody.
Mr. Fitzgeorge, who's doing it now, and I'm very...
You know, I used to, when I worked grocery late at night, it would be very slow. The slowest time in grocery is like from 10:30 to 11:30, and I would write announcements and play on the intercom just because it was fun.
Well, I would do it in a different way. I probably
How would you do it?
In a different way than I've ever done any announcing in my life. I would just try to... I don't know. I'm still processing it.
Like a Walmart voice?
Hold on.
No, here we go.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Attention Walmart shoppers. Who wants a great deal? Who wants a great deal on a TV? Yeah, sure. Electronics right next to the video game. Yeah. Who wants to get some fabulous cleaner for their screen? Ooh, yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Announcer Man.
Yes, hey, Rob Spiewak at aisle 7.
I was wondering, do you sell at this store? You seem to have everything. Do you sell Ingus?
Ingus. Isn't Ingus? Ingus on aisle I. Aisle I. Isn't Ingus the best thing to have? Yeah, there we go. Okay, well, welcome, Walmart shoppers, to the brand new. Isn't this a beautiful star? Isn't this just a great star? I thought you'd love this star. I love this star, and you're going to love this star, too.
What are the popular items?
Free parking.
What are the popular items for the Florida shoppers? Because I've never been to a Florida Walmart.
We got oranges out the wazoo. We got lots of nice oranges over here. Attention, Walmart shoppers. Walmart shoppers. Look at that little smiley face. That's right, you dumb apps. Check out that little smiley face. Big grin, so you can get that for $1.99. $1.99.
Hey, Doug, the announcer.
Yes.
With your proximity.
Anything you want to do in Walmart, anything you want to wear, people at Walmart's a great website. It's okay with me.
With your proximity to the older community, to the immediate left of your store,
Cocoon?
How many of those ride-along shopping carts does your store have?
Extra. We got extra down here. Yes, sir. Extra, extra. Read all about it. And here's the thing. Our new Walmart is going to decorate our Rascal scooters as B-52 bombers.
Oh.
Just like the ones that are flying over Washington on Friday to celebrate the World War II Memorial. That's right. Every senior citizen can recreate those days when he was at the helm of a P-51.
Do they have wings?
Should be a lot of fun, huh?
Do they have wings?
No, they don't have. Well, they have little baby wings like you'd see on the kid's car. As a matter of fact, we stole them from a fire sale. They were having a Bananas Haircuts for Kids.
You ever been there?
Fantastic, dude.
Hey, I think the lady that runs Bananas might shop at your store.
Yeah, she sure does. She's in the carb aisle. That's right. We're breaking it down. That's right. Simple sugars and carbs, aisle 4. Enjoy that, lady. Your frosted, crispy mini wheats and butter. Yeah.
She likes the processed foods. Do you sell those? Are you a combination?
Sure do.
You have groceries there, right?
We have groceries. Are you kidding me? I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, baby. We've got groceries as far as the eye can see. We've got Pop-Tarts. We've got Doritos. We've got Tostitos. We've got every food known to mankind. So if you want to come in your spandex tube top and waddle your fat ass down aisle 6, you'll get all the beautiful snack food you can get. Special on Fig Newtons, only 59 cents. Yummy, yummy in now, my tummy.
It's a loss leader. You're talking about all of these snack foods. What about real, more substantial food like white bread?
There's plenty. There's plenty. Check out the new Walmart white bread.
Oh,
It's made with flour, butter, and also plastic.
Oh.
That's right. It's yummy, yummy, loving my tummy.
What could we put on? Do you make stuff? Do you sell Makin's for sandwiches?
Oh, Makin's for sandwiches. All the bologna. We've got 16 different varieties of bologna Makin's. As a matter of fact, I'm going to redo this Walmart store. We're not even going to have numbered aisles. We're going to have one aisle for Makin's, one aisle for Fixin's, one aisle for Snackin's, and all sorts of wonderful food for you. Yeah, I think it's going to be a super Walmart with a grocery store. And I'll be your announcer, Mike O'Meara. Welcome, Walmart shoppers. Hope you're having a
fabulous day. You can actually make a decent living. They offer a great 401k plan.
And don't they do health care?
They do great health care as well.
You mean even if I'm part-time, because I'm sure not going to be there 40 hours a week, will I be able to get health care part-time?
Mike, they give health care to part-time employees.
Attention Walmart shoppers, when you're leaving today, here's a little message from Mikey to you. As far as that parking lot is concerned, you know, it's not a bumper car race when you're out in the parking lot, and I know you have limited mobility in your neck and back, so when you're backing up, please take extra time to readjust your position in your seat so you don't drive over that lady that's in the shopping cart, okay? Thank you so much, Walmart.
Hey, when Walmart is completed, I was wondering if I could keep my RV there overnight.
Absolutely. That's the deal with Walmart. In our parking lots, you get to keep your RV. It could be, you'd have 20 of them out there. It doesn't matter. Set up a little hibachi right in the middle, except no fires.
Right.
That's
just,
right.
You just set up a hibachi, but no
That's
fire?
That's right. You can put a candle in it. Put a candle on it. That's
Let me a quick edit to some part-time employees. They ended health care for most part-time employees last year.
Was it costly based on the employee?
I don't know.
Now, how about this? Yeah. How about this? Walmart Radio.
Oh, that would work.
Walmart Radio opening,
you should go and set up shop right in front, and you could be the remote.
I'll do a remote from the Walmart.
Yes.
I've got your DJ name.
What's that?
Walt Mart.
Yes. It's the Walt Mart Show. And 5 days a week, all we're going to do is anti-immigration. That's what it's going to be. And I think that'll translate really well. Maybe I'll spin records again.
What's going to be?
Maybe I will spin records.
What's going to be your burn factor there? How many days will you go until you're like, ugh?
Well, you're getting back to it normally. I think.
Oh,
really,
the announcer's back. He's back.
Hi, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
It was nice talking to Walt, though.
I got back from my double dipping where you can put music on.
I was going to see if Walt wanted to talk up a record. People love it.
Yeah, but I don't need the reverb. Do you want it with reverb?
Of course. How Walt talks.
All right, here we go.
Come on,
He's
man.
He's doing his show.
Okay.
All right, take it away, Rob.
WDRC.
Yeah.
Attention Walmart shoppers. How are you, everybody? That's right. It's a good day for a white wedding. Also a good day to get yourself down to the sporting goods aisle. Yeah, sporting goods. We have guns. We have all the guns you could possibly want. And, there's not a lot of hunting that goes on in the Estero area unless you're going to hunt for senior citizens. Am I right, fellas? But seriously, get outside and enjoy the outdoors. Just shoot some skeet. It'll be a fantastic time. This is Walt Mart. You're listening to Walmart Radio. Great to be here in beautiful, sunny Cocoonville, Florida.
Mike, it would really set you apart from all the other Walmarts, I think.
One more.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, here we go.
Much more music.
Walmart weather. Beautiful. 72. No humidity. That's right. We've got air conditioning. Stay inside on a 98-degree day. Hope you have a fantastic time. Hey, lady on aisle two, I see. Hey, you're showing an awful lot of crack.
All right. Anyway,
now, you know, so we have a target. I have a target in my neighborhood. Will your Walmart have a clinic?
Ooh, yeah.
Because my Target actually has a clinic. Mike.
All right, one more talk up. Thank you. And then we've got to go to break.
Okay,
all right,
here we go.
105 WABA.
Walmart shoppers. This is Walt Mart with Walt Mart Radio. Hey, for those of you that have a sore on a lip, it's too short. You've got to give me more than Tony Orlando and Dawn.
I'm sorry, my
God. Good God.
I actually...
The worst talk-up record in the history of talk-up records.
My apologies. I hit the wrong button. Okay, here we go.
CBS FM. Summers, this is Walt Mart, and a big announcement here. This was sent in by Rob Spiewak. Do you have a clinic? Well, hey, good news for you. If you've got a sore on your lip, that's the fact. You can go right by the cash register number 3 and be treated for herpes right here at your local Walmart. Thank you.
Nice.
Had to get that gag in. Too short an intro to set that clinic gag up. You know?
Sorry about that. Fingers slipped.
The best of O'Mara.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you about Touch of Modern and how I love it.
You're going to love it, too. Touch of Modern is the one place to go for the coolest things and the hottest deals. And guess what? It just got better. Here's what they're doing. Touch of Modern, giving you 30 days of deals this holiday season. That's 30 straight days of different deals on simply the coolest stuff you have ever seen. Check out their website at touchofmodern.com. You won't believe how neat the stuff is. Touch of Modern, your one-stop holiday store, and there's a brand new deal every single day. Santa's Workshop will never be able to keep up with Touch of Modern. You're only a few clicks away from tech gadgets that will blow your mind, stuff for your stockings with the coolest toys, and hottest new iPhone accessories. Touch of Modern has new sales launching literally every day, and their prices are the best. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Now do this today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect gift at touchofmodern.com.
We were talking to Oscar about going to his spin class, and suddenly he walks into the Secret Service and he immediately is aware of the fact that the First Lady, Michelle Obama, is behind the ladies' locker room door outside of his spin class. For some reason, I am trying to get all the information, and he gives a little of the story, then he'll throw another thing in there that he rents his shoes. You know, it's just been a crazy day getting this. So we take you to where we are right now, and the nice thing about a podcast is we didn't have to waste much time.
Right.
And we know where we are. You are just about to see something happen. They're talking into their cup.
Yes.
You know, there's movement.
There's
something's going on.
There's
going
to be some movement. And this is at the exact same time that they're opening up. They're opening up the
First Lady is ready. The First Lady is ready.
They're opening up the classroom to the classmen to take. So the doors are opening.
Oh, so all the planets are aligning. Yeah.
Well, this is going to be interesting, right?
You're really hoping against hope.
I'm hoping
she's
going in, and I saw the roster, and I said, did they just black out this entire roster to have a big section of this class just for her? And then, like, whoever was got in.
So normally when you go to this
class,
it's sold
out. Normally it's sold out.
On an afternoon, it's sold out. Okay,
yes.
That's interesting. All right,
yeah.
So what happens then?
So she originally, I thought that she was going to walk as I heard some voices. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Look down. Don't stare. Don't be crazy. Like, do everything that you need to do to not make an issue of the situation.
Did you
right?
by any chance make your Oscar noise when you heard the voices? And go,
No. Because you always hear the hens gaggling and talking in there. But
Mama.
It was really quiet, so I was like, oh, I don't know what's going on, right? It was interesting because the first person that came out was a man who was actually in the restroom, so I imagine
out
it was cleared out.
Out of the ladies' restroom?
Out of the ladies' restroom.
Okay, and, so somebody's got to be, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looked like he had worked out as well. And because he was in
what kind of workout
you are. So there is a man in the ladies' room that comes out sweaty
in workout clothes, and then two ladies walked out, and then the first
they looked like they had a good
because you can technically stand outside the ladies' room, like inside the doorway, and still not be inside, right? Because there's a curtain that separates you.
Do you get that? I'm trying.
Because
I understand what he's saying.
But I'm starting to agree more because then he'll go forward.
I never thought that they would actually have an agent inside the restroom, whether it was male or female, but they do.
So there's an outer lobby to the ladies.
Yes, yes.
That is not necessarily taboo. To be in.
Yeah.
So he probably walked through the actual get undressed part where you pee and is standing out by the sinks or something like that.
Exactly. Or
you can take a shower there as well.
If you guys would go to spin class, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, we're not, and you have to use a...
If I went to spin class, you'd be describing a funeral home.
Okay, so one guy comes out, two ladies come out, and then she's behind
She emerges, and she can either make a right into the classroom where I'm about to take this class or make a left to the door.
Okay.
And she walks out, looks over at the classroom. I look up. I see her. I don't say a word.
You didn't even say hello?
I don't say a single thing.
She didn't make
eye contact.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she probably was like, who's this dude in front of me?
Okay, well, she didn't make eye contact.
No, it wasn't because she was being, I was already.
How close physically were you to her?
I was 4 feet. 4 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
That's kind of cool.
For some reason, I have a higher regard for the president. If it was the president, I'd be more excited. But it's his wife. So
you are so Latin. You are so Latin.
God almighty, are you laughing?
Yeah, or if it was cankles.
If it was the man with the power, I would be, oh my God, yeah. But it is his woman. It is his lowly woman.
The biggest surprise of all is that when she emerged, she did not bring me a hot cup of coffee.
If it was cankles and she was president, I'd be excited for that too.
I understand.
If you hold
I'm
the seat.
I'm not portraying right? you as a sexist, yeah. But I, just to be in the proximity of all the, you know, you're in the middle, you're the, yeah, the most powerful mm-hmm. city in America.
Yes.
And there you are, and this is all going. This yeah. is why I mean, this is why I'm lingering on this, because I am so fascinated
and
by
this. And I take it for granted. You're absolutely right. So
it's you shouldn't. It's cool.
She makes a left, and then she's very polite to everybody, and she walks right out. And then I see the instructor.
You watch her greet other people, correct?
Yeah, she's saying bye to the staff and her instructor that gave her, the private class, or her and her crew.
Mm.
And then the instructor comes back. I guess they do this all the time, different times of the day, because she comes back like it's no big deal. And then she teaches our class. Done deal.
So did you say anything to your instructor,
no.
or were you trying to be too cool?
No, don't say a word.
Well, the instructor is exceptionally hot, right?
Oh, they're all hot, Mike.
So, yeah, he has to be cool.
I don't have to. I really? Keep a low profile in there.
So you, do you ever have a private conversation with the instructors at all, or do you just kind of go in and do your thing and you're quiet as a church mouse and you leave? You seem very mellow in this situation.
I have
you're
to be.
You're a gregarious
yeah,
guy. I haven't seen
but
you in a room.
When you, one, the women in these classes are in such better shape than I'll ever be that by the time I'm done with the class, I can barely like have a conversation.
It's that intense. Like, and that's what Michelle Obama's doing.
I am
that kind of intense.
I am absolutely beat down. I need to take a nap after most of these classes. That's
how long
it
does
is.
The spin class last?
It's 45 minutes.
Ooh, that's pretty intense.
And the room
aerobic,
is, I don't know if they do this on purpose, but it is piping hot. So you're burning twice the amount of calories and
hot cycle.
You get destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Now, and cycle is basically an air resistance bicycle. A stationary bike.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And they go at various degrees of intensity, right? Is
yes.
that what
but
I mean? You say it's always
hot,
a spin class.
It's all,
it's like,
high,
I mean,
it's all high intensity. It's like you are cycling at the fastest you could possibly go with the most resistance. And they have this thing where you actually go through choreography. I can't do that. I'll fall off the bike.
Well, hold on.
What is the choreography?
Choreography.
Jesus. Since there are mostly women in the class, the instructor will say, okay, it's time to get sexy, girls, right? And then...
Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. All right, everybody.
That's when I'm like...
Hey,
oh.
Pedal.
That's when you go into third... You go into third position, and this is when I hike up, and I'm like, okay, I'm in third position on the bike. Please, music. I just can't continue without it. You're killing me here.
I'm sorry.
I'm in third position of the bike. I'm moving along. I'm like, all right, I can do what these ladies do. I am a superior sex. I can do... the hip moving without hurting myself, and then you go into a type of certain type serpent type move, and that's when you feel like your L5 breaking, and then I go back, and they don't play this, so this isn't working.
You said choreography.
Yeah,
I thought
it
had to be.
Yeah, let me try another one.
Mike, they don't play this either. They play anything that's top 40, which neither of you have in your.
That's
play
very
that
close.
Either.
That's very.
Oh,
close.
I got it for you. Here we go.
Oh, that's
no,
nice.
No. So you have choreography throughout each class, and each instructor has different choreography.
Oh, no. They scare the pounds off you.
So,
never mind.
So you need an instructor then to tell you what to do.
Yeah, they tell you exactly what to do.
Mm. So you didn't say, so long, Michelle, when she walked out and
what
stuff
am I gonna,
like that?
Wouldn't it have been great if Oscar had just gently put his hand on her shoulder and said, do you have any rusted spoons?
No, it's not.
But so would it be your belief that the first lady works out at a pretty high level for
absolutely.
The fact that she's in this class?
Yes, absolutely. If she's going there and they're not going to her, it's because it's convenient for her to go there. They're accommodating it. And to be fair to her, I like that we have a first lady that's fit. And
I think
and actually,
it's very
it's
cool.
It's a great example
too. Yeah. But you'll never talk to your instructor about it, right? You know, hey, how cool is it? How cool is it to if you were to walk up to your instructor, who in celebrity your instructor most resembles? If you can give us a ballpark.
She's got red hair. She's gorgeous. A younger who's that?
Carrot Top.
No, a younger
Alan Coulter.
Who's the lady that
Anne Mira.
No.
A younger Anne Mira when Anne Mira was hot.
I'm trying to figure this out here.
Julianne Moore.
A young Julianne Moore.
Okay, wow.
Okay. Yes. Mm. A very young Julianne
If you were
Moore.
To walk up to the young Julianne Moore and say, how cool is it to teach the first lady? That's got to be a lot of fun. Would that be way out of line if you said something like, would she say, get on your bicycle,
no,
you bastard?
I think she would say, it's cool, and then the conversation would be over.
Really?
Yeah. There's no, we're not gossiping in there. We're just working out and moving on.
Well, that's not gossip. That's just cool.
Well, we do have to break, but you know what I have to say to this whole thing? Hipsters.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, we work very hard to bring you a brand new show every Monday.
Most shows do that. We work really hard to bring them a new show. What series brings old shows?
All right, point well taken. Listen to the Tony Perkins Show at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
It's the Tony Perkins Show. The best of O'Mara.
Will you entertain a sleep question?
Yes.
When you got your CPAP machine, you had your sleep study, then you had a follow-up.
Right.
How many follow-ups before you actually got your machine and your mask?
Oh, boy. Let me see. I did it differently. I had a pal. I had a connection. I had a hookup.
He knew a guy.
You got
a guy that knew a guy.
How do you know a CPAP guy? That's not a guy people usually know.
His name is Guy CPAP.
An anonymous listener to the show. A guy's probably listening right now, and I want to give him a big
Do you remember his name?
Kiss.
You don't remember his name.
I totally know his name.
What's
I know
his name?
I know where he lives.
What's
I'm not
his first
telling
name?
You his name. I'm not
his
telling you his
name.
First name.
Everybody has a first name.
I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you. I'm not telling
you. You don't remember his
name.
I know his first name. It's Ronique.
Ronique in Vegas? You went all the way out to Vegas to get your CPAP machine?
I say it because it's Ronique's birthday. It was only a joke.
This man has been to my home 4 times.
Oh.
Does he own a bar in Manassas?
No. I'm talking about the my hookup. I'm talking about my guy.
You still don't remember his first name? He's been to your house
four
times?
Yes, I do. I know his,
well,
I know his first name.
We can bleep it out.
I can't because he had asked at the time for anonymity.
I see.
Because
witness
of the
protection
fact
program.
That, what's that?
Witness protection program.
It's the witness protection program, and he's not in the area anymore.
Did he make a CPAP joke? Did he say?
I happen to know that about him, too.
Oh, wow. Here.
He made his CPAP joke, Oscar. He said, never breathe a word of this.
Why are you asking? Are you not getting your machine quick enough?
I don't know. I have a follow-up today following my second study. I think I get my mask today, and I'm a little jacked.
Are you good? But it's just not your mask. Are you getting the whole machine?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would get everything. It looks kind of like an auric vacuum, Mike. There's a handle and a hose and everything. And
I will tell you this. It requires, and they probably said this to you already, it requires a little getting used to.
Yes.
You have to kind of acclimate to it. I remember the first time I put it on and I pressed the little button and the air comes in and it's like... I can't breathe.
Were you bothered by the fact that even if you like stop, not hold your breath like when you're going underwater, but if you just stop breathing, you can feel a breeze coming out of your mouth?
Yeah.
It's very odd.
It's like G-forces.
But I'm excited. I bought 3 gallons of distilled water yesterday, so I'm ready to go. My fingers are crossed that the strange visitor from the east is going to issue me my machine today.
So you're going to sleep with it tonight, maybe,
hopefully,
right?
Yeah. And without the wires, you know, it could be great.
I will note that. I will make a note of that because I'm very curious to see how you do your first night with it. Because in my case, it was very soon thereafter that I had, like, an amazing night's sleep. I just came off a phenomenal night's sleep. I hate to mention the client again, but it is, the wonderful Sleep Number bed. But I also, that machine that I have helps me out. And I would venture to say that I've become a little bit addicted to it. I truly like it. Oscar's always over there. Don't you guys realize
blah,
that
blah,
if, you
blah,
just,
blah, blah, blah.
If you just took care of yourselves, you wouldn't have to do any
Oscar,
of this.
Just so you think, we do listen to you. The name of the most current Cake and Cookies episode is Too Fat to Sleep. So I want you to know that we do listen.
Okay.
And I was given a piece of advice from another user, a friend of mine, that I'd like to pass along to you, Mike. When you're wearing your CPAP machine, Mike, don't let anyone fart near the intake.
the one thing you will find, Rob,
Jesus.
That
must taste horrible.
Oh, God.
I'll let you know.
The worst.
The dog, get away from there.
Now, my intake's always over on my vanity. It's always on my vanity.
Oh, your beautiful vanity.
Yeah.
You're a slave to it.
My nightstand, I mean. I call it
a
vanity.
No, you call it a vanity. Stop lying.
It's a nightstand.
Is that
ass.
Where you keep your makeup?
Okay.
Your big curved mirror and your powder puff.
Do you brush your hair there before you go to bed?
100 strokes.
With my silver with my silver brush.
Yeah.
Now, you have the large mirror that's mounted, but also a hand mirror as well,
yes.
Right?
Yeah,
so you can
absolutely
see the back of your beautiful head.
And of course,
mirror,
right now,
mirror
I'm
on the wall. Who's the
I'm
best mimic
my,
of them all?
I'm carrying my compact.
Of course. So I'll be right out, Carla. My nose is a little shiny. I'll be at the vanity.
I have to go powder my nose. I'll be sitting at the vanity. And it's pink.
Of course it is.
It's pink. And it's got actually the big mirror in the middle, but then the folding in mirrors
on
the side.
Oh, that
so
way
you
can
angles.
See. Yeah, you can see all sides of your beautiful face.
Yeah, it's where I put my makeup on, brush my hair, and play with my dolls. That's what happens with it.
Mike's American Girl dolls.
Only the best for Mike.
I'm very, very curious as to how you're going to do with that. I'd like to really find out. The one thing I will warn you, when you get the machine, and if you turn, do you sleep on your back side or stomach?
I sleep primarily on my left side.
Left side, okay. Yeah. That means...
Facing my vanity, so I should be fine.
Are you facing the wall or are you facing your wife?
I'm always the wall.
Oh, the wall? Because if you turn, I've had this happen with Carla. If you turn on your side and you I switch. I go from one, sleep on my side, and I'll sleep sometimes on my right, sometimes on my left. I'm right. If you face your wife, we have this problem because it blows the wind into your lungs.
And she wakes up screaming?
Terrified.
It will blow it out of the top of the mask.
Right.
So you've got a steady stream of air, and if you point to her, she's getting a concentrated breeze, which is not going to be good for her to sleep with.
What I do is I sleep either on my back or my left side facing away from Carrie and probably facing where the CPAP machine will be. So I've actually been preparing for this, Mike, for 43 years.
You no longer sleep at the foot of the bed, do you?
No, curled. Curled. Curled at my wife's feet.
Sleeping curled up at the foot of the bed.
Yes.
And Rob has a doggy bed from Costco.
I occasionally scratch my ear, but I use my foot to do it. So I hope I don't knock the mask off. I tell you what, Mike, if I am issued the mask, I will know before close of business today. I will text you, and perhaps tomorrow we can compare our headgear.
Very exciting.
Would you like that?
Yeah, we'll start the show. If you have it, bring it in, and I'll start the show with it. We can both start the show with our masks tomorrow.
I'd like that. It'll make the mailbag get very interesting.
Something for people to tune in for. Super duper.
If people are wondering what I'm thinking right now.
Okay, thanks for bringing that up, Oscar.
Yeah, my mindset is that I work with two cautionary tales.
That's all I got.
That's too
goddamn funny.
And one a-hole.
So do you guys care about Craig Ferguson? Have we covered that pretty much?
I feel bad for him. I still feel for him. I don't think it was his choice. I think that you hit the nail on the head, and Rob as well, when you said that the odds of him just either leaving or getting pushed out were high simply because they are trying to do everything to get more young and more hip.
But I read on Facebook somewhere last night his contract gave him right of first refusal for Letterman's show. That was written into his contract.
That happened with Conan as well. He gets paid out. $9 million. Up to $9 million. Well, he gets paid regardless.
I'm sure he'll be fine, as will the robot.
The thing about Craig Ferguson, though, is, you know, you're banished when you're in that time slot. And I don't think a lot of America knew how good he was. And the thing that's ignored about Craig Ferguson is just how incredible an interviewer he was.
A lot of fearless.
I watched Craig Ferguson do an interview. His interviews, and nobody talks about this. What I hate about coverage of media in America. Nobody talks about his real skill. And his real skill, he did interviews that I would dream to do. He was so at ease with all of his guests that he made them all feel equally important and equally mocked at the same time. And there are not a lot of people that can do that. You know, I mean, you go back to one of the things Howard Stern did when Howard started doing a lot of celebrity interviews.
Right.
Is Howard would go so edgy. And nobody could do edgy like Howard could do edgy. But what Howard never had was the real warmth that Craig Ferguson had. Craig Ferguson could go really edgy too, but he did it in such a playful way. I just never saw anybody like him. And I'm not diminishing what Howard did.
No.
Because Howard's interviews were, you know, Howard changed the landscape and was fearless in the area of celebrity interviews, and nobody did it. I always said that. I've never said it publicly, actually, about Howard Stern. Nobody did celebrity interviews as fearlessly as Howard did it, and I thought Craig Ferguson balanced the two, and nobody did interviews on TV that he did.
I think also, you know, as great of an interviewer as he was, keep in mind, he was always doing it with the stars that weren't on The Tonight Show and they weren't on Letterman. He was getting, as a rule, second-tier stars, and he made you care about what they had to say, and that speaks right. well of the interviewer. But also, he was a brilliant monologist, and he would come out and talk in a way that no one had, maybe since, like, Jack Parr. And he was just so comfortable on screen.
I
was
going comfortable.
I was
so going
to save this for the vault, but I'd like to play it now. Okay. Letterman actually referenced Ferguson last night and said a lot. This is a brief tape, but very, very nice. And, you know, Dave doesn't hand out a lot of compliments.
Right.
And I thought this was pretty genuine.
Sorry to hear, did you hear this last night?
Yes, sir.
Craig Ferguson announced that he will be leaving his show, The Late Late Show, which comes on right after this show.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, which is too bad. He's been on that program, the star of the show, since 2005.
Uh-huh.
And he's going on to do other things. I guess a new show that is in the works for him. But he his show was unlike any other late night show. And I'm telling you, to be unique in the world of television, virtually impossible.
Right.
So congratulations to Craig on a great run. And we all wish him well.
I love Dave.
And it's true.
That's so Dave's nice. Got class.
Classy.
Dave's got total
so cool.
class.
Very classy.
Here's what you got. You know, I'm gonna use the dinger buzzer thing too.
Okay.
Because I'm not talking about the product, the overall product. I'm talking about celebrity interviewers, okay?
Okay.
You got Jimmy Kimmel, who will not get a buzzer or a dinger for celebrity interviews, because I think Jimmy Kimmel, of the people I'm going to mention, is pretty damn good and
okay.
gets by and does a pretty decent celebrity interview. Not stellar. Then you got Jimmy Fallon.
Absolutely.
That's his interview. Absolutely horrible interview. I mean, really, already just wide-eyed, playful, and does great sketches with the guests, but doesn't have that. And then you got Conan O'Brien. Always one of the worst celebrity interviews
the
I've
worst.
Ever seen, and brilliant in other ways. So I always like the interview segments, and it's frustrating for me that we're not. And Stephen Colbert is the big question mark
right.
as far as how he's going to do when he really has to be Stephen Colbert. Because I look when I go back and look at the old TV shows like Johnny Carson and you know. And Johnny Carson.
All right, Mike, how about a little love for Merv?
Merv, well, yeah. Ooh, Merv.
Ooh.
Oscar.
I've never seen Merv Griffin
You never
before.
Saw Merv, and I will tell you how
you didn't miss
to describe.
Too much.
You really did. Merv would be, the way his celebrity interview would be like, so how are you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No.
So what have you been doing? Oh, really? Yeah. Really? But
like
it was
a lazy
so funny.
Larry King.
Like very L.A., very like, you know, ooh, yeah, terrific, ooh, that kind of
oh, he was,
just
so, he
yeah, daddy-o.
The definition of vanilla. I mean,
yeah.
really, and what he would do, if I was Merv and I had you two as guests,
yes.
I'd say, Oscar, how you doing?
I'm great. What's going
Mike,
on, Merv?
And he'd say, Mike, Oscar's doing great. Because he'd have a lot of people on the couch.
Oh, like a right. talking tree. Like a,
yeah, and he'd bounce around.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
And Merv's monologue really was coming out and talking about the guests that would be
yeah.
on his show, and it was pre-written for him. But Merv delivered it in such a way, this next gentleman has been making movies for so very, very long. We are thrilled and delighted to have Mr. Buddy Hackett on the show today. You know, and he just would go on and do it like that, and it was not fun.
And he was but the host of The Tonight Show before, Johnny?
No, he was on his own show.
He had his own show, talk show.
What about the Dick Van Dyke show?
This is the Merv Griffin theme right here.
How do you have this?
I love this theme song because
great
it is
theme.
So cheesy.
It is cheesy. Merv Griffin,
and
a band singer.
And, yo, don't forget, Mike, he had a big hit in, like, 1940? This is great. He sings in a character voice, Oscar.
Does he?
Yes, he does. Like a cockney, okay?
Down at an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath a plate.
Thank you, Rob.
We didn't get to the hook. But it was called I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts.
The I've hook. Got a lovely bunch of
There's
coconuts.
A hook. Yeah, absolutely.
So what I was going to say is Craig Ferguson will be missed. I hope he shows up again. And it, to me, is CBS once again going flavor of the month, and looking at the you know, they look at the ratings, that's a big deal. But you've got a totally untried, unproven guy as far as the celebrity interview is. You know, he's done them in character, but he's never done them as Chelsea, you know, as Stephen Colbert.
Chelsea Handler is rumored to take that slot. That's the front runner right
now. Might
be
a good fit for her in late
night. I wish I knew more. I wish I watched her show more because I don't watch it enough. And I
well, you're not a 16-year-old chick. So
yeah, and what? Yeah. What's your opinion of Chelsea Handler?
Well, I mean, right now her interviews are fun yet abrasive, so you don't know what you're going to get when you watch them, right?
Her television show is like a slam book.
Yeah, and she also she's leaving E, so she's going to have the opportunity to do something else. Right. And this has actually been in the works for a while, and now it's all coming together because about 6 months ago she did an interview where she was on the fence of staying with the E show and re-upping or leaving, and maybe. And we, you know, you never know, but maybe these talks were already in the works where these are the possibilities, just like in radio, sure. Where people talk about this is what's going to happen next year. Someone's contract is up, and then maybe you can slide in there. A step up from the E! Television show, which had great ratings for you, that's why they wanted to re-up it, would be that slot. It would be Craig Ferguson's late night slot. Because you're not just on cable, you're on network television, and some more eyeballs can see you.
Yeah, and you know, Chelsea, she's very brave. She did a lot of stuff on E! That you wouldn't think a star of her magnitude would do. And I think that the more we discuss Chelsea's slot, the better it will work out for her.
She's got a New York Times bestselling book as well out, so she's doing well.
Yeah. I think she's had a very questionable slot.
Really?
Yeah.
Trouble with her slot?
Have you done a lot of thinking about Chelsea's slot?
I haven't really considered it. I think the E! Show is 30 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So this would be a much bigger slot.
Yeah, and 50 Cent knows about her slot.
Oh, he does.
They dated.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll wish her the very, very best.
She can hold much more than 50 Cent in that slot.
Very, very excited.
The Best of O'Mara.
A couple of things I want to bring up at the beginning of our show today. Number one is yesterday we had a 4 p.m. conference call,
right,
with the client, and we usually do our conference calls mid-morning, right around the same time we're doing the show. We occasionally have them in the afternoon, and I have a tremendously bad track record with afternoon conference calls and forgetting them. And so I am here to come clean. I texted my coworkers yesterday and said that Carla took the car with my phone in it. That is not true. That was a lie.
You're kidding.
Why would you lie? But I'll get to that in a second. The phone.
So silly.
He nailed it. That's silly.
It's silly.
Okay, hold on a second. That's true to a certain extent. The phone there's one thing I do all the time. I leave the car with my phone in it when I'm at home. I guess I'm so delighted to be home, and I
life
usually
is
put
so
the
good.
Life is so wonderful down here in Cocoonville. I'm so glad to be back with my elderly friends that I jump out of the car, I spring into my home, and I'm just like, here we are in my 1,700 square foot shack. I'm very happy to be down here.
But
I leave my phone. I take my phone and put it in the center console of the car when I'm driving, and inevitably, I will walk into the house, I will sit down and say, oh, I've got to call this person, and my phone will be in the car.
Now,
so yesterday.
I forget. Do you have a landline in your shack?
No, I do not have a landline.
So you're one of those
guys. People.
Yeah.
I'm one of the cool guys. Well, I have no need for a landline.
If it's important, they'll call me back.
Of course.
But also, the fact is, the landline for down here, for my purposes, with the big move, the landline was not functional for me. I wanted to keep my number that I had back in Virginia and the number that I had down here.
I see.
So that's why I use it down here.
That makes sense.
Right? Have I made that clear to you?
Yes, yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Is that working for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so the fact is, so
he's mad at you.
I know.
I was on the conference call.
Well, it started.
You know what? It started with the whole bring the computer back to the studio thing. But we'll get to that in a minute.
Man.
So anyway, my point is,
you're bringing off-air stuff on air.
That is confusion. So bad.
It's the same stuff. It's the same stuff. It's being forgetful. It's forgetting important things. But the fact is, I got off the air yesterday, and I said to Carla, I said, I've got a 4 p.m. conference call. I drive Carla over to the grocery store, yes. And I stay in the car with the Bambino, and she goes in to just get a few things in the grocery
what
store.
What brand of grocery actually, store?
Publix.
Oh, Publix. Good. That's a great store.
Yeah, so
good.
So she runs store. In there, and I am sitting there with the baby, and for some reason I say, I got to remember. She said, okay, do you want to do anything else? I said, no, I want to get back to the house. I got a 4 p.m. conference call. So I get back to the house, and I read to my son. I read a couple of books to my son, and the time is beginning to tick by, and then I turn on the golf channel with my son and watch the tournament that's on, the ladies' tournament that's in the middle of the day.
Nice.
And the ladies have technically sound swings compared to the pro. The pros can be a little unique and quirky. Ladies are much more technical, so I think figure this is good for him. I don't know why I'm giving you all this detail.
No,
but the fact is, the clock on the wall, suddenly I look down at my watch, and it's 4:30.
You lost and I look, like 45 and I look down, minutes on women's
and I,
golf?
And I look down, I look down and I see there's no phone. Because I said, well, the phone would have, somebody might have given me a heads-up text. And so I run out to the car, and it's 4:30, and that's when I texted you guys and said, Carla, I left the phone in the car. Carla ran some errands. Carla didn't run any errands. The phone was sitting in the driveway just
so
there.
The
clock on the wall.
A white
went
lie.
By the 4 o'clock,
a white,
and you guys,
a white lie, a white
you guys had to handle the conference call, the teleconference,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you all, jump in and they're like, who's here? And they kind of like take roll call
yeah,
to make sure that
call,
you're
yes.
there. They took roll call. Yeah. And I, mm-hmm. were you two, was it just us yesterday? Or
no.
Was it going to be like nine other DJs?
There was another podcaster
and
there
another
was
radio
a,
station.
A boss jock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So that the
it was
worst
fine.
Possible scenario.
It was
but
fine.
But I actually, now is it worse when I'm not there if there are multiple shows or is it worse if it's just
this
us?
This actually hurts my feelings because I know that they love you, Mike
yes.
O'Mara.
That you are the one they love.
So much
I felt, I can't even begin to describe how horrible I felt. I really did.
That when they're going through roll call, you almost feel that after they go through Rob and I, that they're waiting for Mike to pipe up and say, Mike O'Mara.
That's right.
Mike O'Mara
right.
show.
That's right.
And Carla said, well, why didn't they text you? I said, well, they don't text me because the conference call starts before my guys even know that I'm not there.
Yes.
And
right.
you really can't. You guys are on your cell phones, too, probably, so you really can't text
and
me.
And we don't
want to
be nudges. And if we would have texted you, you still wouldn't have gotten it.
That's true.
Wouldn't have gotten it because the phone was
yes.
in the car.
Yeah. But maybe
said,
a neighbor would have gotten
it. Car. You said phone in a car. Phone,
yes.
phone, phone.
You know what would have been great is if that you had let your windows down and the text went through. One of your neighbors heard the text, picked up and phoned in. Hi, this is Wilson from Palm Springs.
In the future, right. Mike, I will text you and I will text Carla. I will text both
well, you've
of you.
Done that before, and
yes.
I think that that's, but that once
starting
again,
2 hours
yesterday,
out.
Yeah. But no, once again, yesterday, that would not have helped.
Yeah.
Because I was saying it all day, and I said it. Here's what happens with my brain. I think I actually psych myself into missing an appointment. I have nothing. I had nothing. I had nothing going on. I had nothing going on. I wasn't anywhere. I didn't have to go to my fleet of doctors yesterday. I was not on the links enjoying my fellow 80-year-olds out here. I was not. I was in the home with my son waiting for our business conference call yesterday, and I blew it. Paneling with us today is the successful King of the Wings, Jimmy Cerrito.
Thank
and
you.
His trusted man about town, EQ, Eric, Eric, pretty good with the one line. Eric got the kicker line to go
Zing.
Into the body of the show. That's pretty good stuff.
It's like
I like
being,
that.
He put him in the center square, Mike.
Eric, Jimmy, I got to say something about Eric.
Sure.
Eric, I have always known, Eric was born with the comedy gene. Don't you believe he was born with it? Because he's,
yes.
I think about all the times he's, he's cracked wise with me at your fine establishment, but he's always got it. Eric makes one of the very few people that make me laugh pretty consistently.
He's good until he has about 12 drinks. Then it's all, forget about it. It's not funny anymore after that.
Eric, did you quit smoking yet? Have you stopped smoking yet?
No, sure.
Yeah, Eric, you have to stop. I'm telling all my friends in
2015
that I want to stop. I want them to stop smoking. That's all there is.
I promise I will not smoke during the broadcast of this show.
Okay, thank
attaboy.
You. We sincerely appreciate
Eric
that.
Eric and I have a game we like to play. I always am lucky enough to be invited to Jimmy's Christmas party.
Yes.
And Eric is the best guy to hang with at the Christmas
party. And
Rob
says he loves it every year.
He doesn't have to do it.
No, I love going to it. And
hey, wait, hold on. I've got a copy. Wait a minute. I've got a copy of Jimmy's toast. Hold on. We got it from this year's
got
Christmas
enough time?
Party. Here
yeah.
we go.
That's this year's toast, all right.
That's
thank you. Eric and I bet on the length of the toast.
See, the joke was it just goes on and on. That's kind of what
we got a lot of thank yous.
Wait, you get the staff once a year. Yeah, you get their attention once a year.
Or so you could throw two
Lord knows they don't hear your voice during the course.
It's not just a toast, Mike. It's a meeting.
It's the one, Mike. It's the one time a year that we all get to see Jimmy use a microphone. And it's exciting when he gets up there. And it's always fun. And usually the over-under is 20 minutes.
What was it this year, though?
It was short this year.
It was under 10.
We wanted to get to the dancing.
We all lost money.
A lot of people have said, you're going to Jimmy's again. I said, yeah, we're going. That's where we'll be going.
Where else will we go?
That's where we go. I mean, that's it. We're not a radio station. I'm not pretending that we're trying to go to 16 mom and pop places. We go to Jimmy's because that's where our comfort zone. I would go there on my own to watch the game. Yeah. So I'm going there, and I want all the listeners to come out.
It's our cheers.
Let me ask you this, Jimmy. I know. That about 11 years ago, Jimmy started an addition to his restaurant where he is building a new party. He named it. He put up signs about it. He's been on television those times.
Yes.
But
papers, Mike. He filed necessary
paperwork. A lot of buildup.
Well, let's be honest. A nail hasn't been hammered yet. I mean, it's just incredible. Have they bulldozed the old part? What the hell is going on with your Buffalo wing? And, I'm frustrated. I thought that I would be returning in 2015 to the brand new wing at Jimmy's
it's
old town.
It's really the least you could have done, Jimmy, is to have it ready for Mike's return.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, this is not
that's fair.
Mike, or 7 years.
The one word is bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy.
It's taken.
Yeah, when you go to Jimmy's, it's a bureaucracy.
Right? Am I right?
Yeah, man. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah, ladies.
It all started with let's hurry up and get this place open. Let's go.
Yeah, remember you had that big fundraiser we all talked about.
Oh, we're still
it.
Doing that. Yeah, okay. That's still happening. Okay. JimmyBuffaloWing.com.
We can still buy a sticker.
Yeah. I'll give you a free one, Rob.
And incidentally, feel free to put your hand up and tell me to stop talking if you don't want me to ask about this. But I'm just curious.
No. I want to tell you what's going on.
Okay.
But we want to do it right. So every time we turn a corner, we say, well, do we want to do it this way or this way? Like a question. Do you like hardwood floor?
Mm.
Or do you like a tile floor that looks like hardwood? Well, let's look into it. Let's ask 100 people. Let's go to 10,000 websites.
Do you like pasties or nudes?
There's decisions to be made.
Oscar's all horned up today.
Restaurant, you got to get a certain license, right?
Exactly. After comparing me to a prostitute, now he's talking about do you like pasties or... Well, I would go with the tile floor that looks like hardwood.
If anybody's going to turn you out.
It's going to be Jimmy. What's the timeline here? That's a good, fair question.
Well, we are this close,
to what?
America, to getting approval finally, so that we can hammer a nail. It's gone through the health department.
Yeah, had to go on there.
It's gone to the Fairfax County Fire Marshal's office.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
and I'm keeping it in my pants here because the fact is, I could go off right now because I know what he's dealing with.
It's nuts.
And, I know you run a bar. Run a bar in the wonderful Commonwealth of.
It's not
Nazi Virginia. I'm sorry, Northern Virginia, and see what it's like to try to deal with the local rules and regulations.
And it's further
and the
complicated.
People that gravitate to it
by the fact that it's a historical building, right?
It went through the Historical Society. We had to pass all that. The guy who's driving the train is Rich Hostelli, Biker Rich, the architect.
If you want to know Biker Rich, if you watch The Celebrity Apprentice, a blonder version of. Rich Hostelli, and Carl and I were talking about this watching the show. Rich Hostelli is a blonder version of Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
Jimmy, you
God.
Have to watch.
I regret being straight.
Yeah. No, hold on a second. You have to watch this show and tell me if the man, and I'm not talking about the pure looks. I'm talking about the complete mannerisms. Yeah. This guy is a doppelganger for Rich Hostelli.
All right.
And Rich is the guy that rode out to Sturgis with Jimmy and I, and it is so funny to see the way he is because Rich is a can-do guy, but he's a super mellow guy who steps up when he needs to step up. I've been out with the guy in a lot of situations. So he's the guy that's kind of handling all your plans and running through the
he's the lead architect. Uncle Dave was the original architect, but
what happened to him?
I believe the quote was,
did you say Uncle Dave was the original lead architect?
Yes, when we started the project back in 1960.
That was for the White House.
Yes.
He was. He's an architect. But
give me the plans. I'll get it through. I'm Uncle Dave. Yeah, all right. right. Sorry.
Can't do it without me.
You don't need plumbing.
Can't do it without me.
Don't need floors.
Wait, I can see Uncle Dave. Can you see Uncle Dave going to a planning meeting? You know, where are your outlets going to be? Well, where are your outlets going to be?
Right. Mike, Rich Hostelli got us through the historical society meeting, the town hearing, all those big shots up on.
All right, how many people on that board? How many people were there at that meeting?
Oh, there was 14 of them up there.
14?
When the meeting started and Uncle Dave came in, did they say he was the thing protecting?
Yes. Yeah. Rob, no. Rich couldn't make it to the meeting, so Uncle Dave stood in for him, and Uncle Dave represented Jimmy's at this meeting.
I think you're all full of crap. I think you're all full of crap.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.